Okay, I think we'll move on to the next section of the program now. We're going to have Tim Redding, Energy Program Specialist with Bomer, come up and discuss the regulatory framework and the leasing process. We're going to follow that by a question and answer opportunity.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about the training. I'm going to talk about the BOEM leasing process as it's outlined in the renewable energy framework. The way I'm going to do that is I'm going to go through four process charts, and I'd like to get through all the charts before I take questions. We can go back to specific areas you want to look at to answer the questions, but I'd like to get through them. Just to set the context, Energy Policy Act of 2005 requires that any commercial energy development on the Outer Continental Shelf requires a lease from BOEM. And the Energy Policy Act also requires that that lease be issued in a competitive process unless it can be demonstrated after public notice that there is no competitive interest. So this is the way we get started in determining interest and which process we'll use, a competitive or a non-competitive process. And we start by establishing the task force, which gets all the governmental and tribal entities engaged. And wait a minute, this is the wrong one. And there are two ways to start with. One is the proactive that Mo mentioned, which is where BOEM takes the lead to issue a request for interest. And there's the reactive, where we just wait for an unsolicited lease request. The proactive route is what we've been doing with all the other states on the Atlantic coast. So we establish a task force. We issue a request for interest, which is basically just an agreement on an area to start the debate, start the dialogue on where to possibly lease, and that's issued in Federal Register. We get comments back, we get indications of interest from industry, and if there's overlapping interest, we go to the competitive leasing process. It's 285, 210 through 225. This is all the leasing processes are covered under subpart B of the regulation. Also, the companies that express interest have to qualify under our regulations to hold an OCS renewable energy lease, and we have requirements in subpart A for legal, financial, and technical qualification. So if we get, if the companies are qualified, and there's overlapping interests, that's competition. If not, the next question we ask is whether we should hold an inter-tract competition. And the best example of that would be where we got multiple expressions of interest for many projects, but the consensus of the task force would be that we just want to get, we want one project to go forward off of Maine. So say you had five expressions of interest, but you only want to go forward with one, even though they're not overlapping, the five would compete to see which one would proceed. And again, if we decide that we want the inter-tract competition, we go to the competitive process. If the answer to that is no, then we have to publish a second notice of the lease areas that were identified after the first notice to clear them for overlapping interest. If overlapping interest is expressed in the second notice, we go back up to the competitive process. If not, we issue a determination of no competitive interest, and we follow the non-competitive process. And as the footnote says, the results of this process could be where we get competition, no competition, or a mixture. And now this is the more reactive process, Again, we start, we have the task force established, it's always the first step, but we just wait for a developer to come in with an unsolicited use request. Publish the notice, put that in the Federal Register. Again, is there overlapping interest, are the companies qualified? If yes, we go to the competitive process. If no, we issue the determination of no competitive interest, and we follow the non-competitive process. And this is the competitive, oh, I apologize, I have the remnant MMS in all these slides. Just the BOEM for where MMS appears. This is the competitive process, which would begin with a call for information and nominations for the 45-day comment period. And that's where we're asking for information about the proposed lease area from everyone who has any sort of interest to inform us. Based on that, we will do an area identification, and that's the area that will be analyzed in, under NEPA, environmental impact statement. And we will issue, after that, a proposed sale notice with all the details, all the terms and conditions of the proposed sale. At that point, we also will be issuing our final environmental impact statement and coastal zone consistency. And that's a 60-day comment period. After the comment period, we may make some adjustments to the proposed sale notice, issue the final sale notice. 30 days after that, we'll have a lease sale or auction, and then we'll award a lease or leases. This is the non-competitive process. Once we do a determination that there is no competitive interest, the applicant has 60 days to submit a site assessment plan. And we'll consider the site assessment plan and the lease issuance in one NEPA document. We do the our review, our NEPA review, and CZM and all that. We come up with the terms and conditions of the lease and the stipulations. And this is, since it's non-competitive, this is more of a one-to-one negotiation between the OEM and the applicant. And we finally approve the lease and approve the SAP and offer the lease together. And the lessee will accept and execute the lease, and we'll announce it in the Federal Register. So those are the processes. Any questions?
Yes.
Dennis Dane. In the unsolicited request, once the task force is established, is there a timeline before which any unsolicited request must be received, or is that period open-ended?
That's open-ended. Unless we start a competitive process, we will not accept non-competitive or unsolicited lease requests in the area that's been identified for the competitive process. But anywhere else, anyone can come in at any time with an unsolicited lease request.
Did I hear you correctly say that BOEM has not done a non-competitive process yet? Are you intending to issue request for interest for the state of Maine, for example, after we get moving here?
We have initiated one process so far. That's with the state of Delaware, where we issue the request for interest, and that's the very beginning of the process. So the next step there would be to determine, we got expressions of interest from two different companies. So our next step there would be to determine whether those companies are qualified, and if they are, then we would determine that there is competition. If one of them is not qualified and the other is, there would not be competition, so that would be a non-competitive process. But that's as far as we've gotten with any state, and we would expect that we would issue a request for interest for Maine through this task force.
Karen Tilbert. I'm looking at the process for final determination of no competitive interest for commercial re-leasing. And I'm looking at the second box down. MMS reviews and conducts environmental compliance on SAP, mm-hmm. and consults with task force and others. That box to me is sort of the critical piece of work that all of the federal agencies and state agencies would be working together on.
That's correct.
And might be either a full EIS or an EA, is that right?
That's correct.
So I'm just sort of highlighting this because later this afternoon when we talk about our state-federal coordination, it's this box really, and it, you know, it would happen for both under a competitive or non-competitive process, that I'm interested, the governor's interested in us really coordinating effectively and efficiently around. So I just wanted everyone to know that when we talk this afternoon, this is a place where I think our agencies can work really well together.
Al Jean will be talking about the environmental compliance process and the consultation.
Sure.
Jim, you've had an established process for oil and gas leasing for a long time, and we talked about length of process. How long does this take for the processes you have underway now, the ones you really know how to do?
We think it's going to be about 2 years for a lease issuance.
Thank you.
But there are efficiencies in terms of submitting plans and combining plan reviews. So we think that an overall process from the time it begins to the time of construction could be anywhere, depending on the information you have, could be anywhere from 5 to what you've heard, 8 to 10.
Kathleen
Lake
again. You gave the example of Delaware where you proactively issued the request for interest. Was that for the entire OCS off of Delaware? And if not, how did you get to the point where you identified one or more lease blocks?
Okay. The Delaware area was not for the entire OCS off Delaware. It was arrived at through consultation with the task force, and it was based mainly on what one developer has been planning for 3 or 4 years now. That's Blue Water Wind, and they had an area of interest that they were planning to develop in, and our starting point was that we worked with the task force, and it actually got a little bit bigger. Yes.
Under FERC's Title 80 pilot process licensing, they had certain measures to sort of prevent developers from sitting on leases with no intentions of developing them for subsequent sale. Is your process taking into account that?
Yeah, we have all sorts of diligence provisions, one being the technical and financial qualifications I mentioned, the other being that if you acquire a lease, you have to submit plans timely. If you don't, you can pull the lease. There's bonding requirements. We've made it so that there's no benefit for a company to be able to do that.
So how long? I'm sorry, Jeff. How long are the leases issued for?
The commercial lease is issued with a site assessment term. 5 years, and that means you have to submit a site assessment plan within 6 months of getting the lease. And if you want to go past the site assessment term, then you have to submit another plan, the construction operations plan. And if you do that, then you get an actual 25-year term for generating and operating.
Thank you.
Yes.
Going back to the box.
Don't forget to identify yourself, please.
Beth Mugoski, Department of Environmental Protection. The box on MMS reviews and conducts environmental compliance is, I don't know what, I'm not real familiar with the criteria that you use, and I know we're going to get into that, but have you essentially merged the leasing process with the environmental review process, so it is it one process so that
you it's know, one and the same. It's an environmental review of the major federal action, which issuing the leases. And for in the non-competitive case, since we required the site assessment plan to be submitted, it's looking at both those actions, approval of the site assessment plan and issuance of the lease for environmental consequences.
Is that different than my impression on the Title Power is that they got a lease and then had to, like Jeff was saying, they have the lease for a particular period of time and then they start their environmental.
That's the FERC process. Is they have preliminary licenses. Preliminary permits, which is sort of just, we always use the term, it's a dinner reservation. You just say you're interested and you get to study that area. Our approach is different. You issue the lease and then you get to do whatever work you need to keep that lease, which is site assessment and then construction operation.
It's a function of the statute. Because there's no ability for our agency to reserve that area just because a permit's been filed, because of the competitive provision in there. And so that's why we have it the way we do. FERC is allowed to do a little bit something different because of their authorizing statutes don't have that kind of provision. So sometimes it comes down to what the statute, the authorizing statute comes down to. And because EPAC says that you must issue these leases on a competitive basis, and that lease right is what conveys to you the right to be able to do this work, that's why we have it the way we do. You just can't come in and say, I'm interested in this area on the OCS, and we say, yeah, no problem. Collect your site data for 3 years, and then we'll engage with you in a lease discussion. That's why we cannot do it that way. FERC can because of the way, what is the Federal Power Act. Allows them that flexibility. So there's that kind of, the reason why we're different is the statutory, you know, provisions are different.
What else? Okay, thank you.
All right, so we're gonna take a brief break, 15 minutes. If you could return to your seats at 11 o'clock, straight up on the hour.
I noticed what I asked. I know.